Terra Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates, and I am really thrilled to be with you this morning. We got a lot of new news to talk about and some upcoming events, and some special guests are going to be on the show here in the next couple weeks. So lots of exciting things going around for Your Partner in Law. And we're fortunate again this morning to have attorney Ted Hansen with us. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. Such a beautiful Sunday.
You know, I started talking this morning, and I didn't even put my headphones on, and it felt like I was talking to no one. Yeah, but now my headphones are on, and I'm talking to everyone, even though it's the microphone that
You worked it out in any event.
Hey, folks, we would love to hear from you today. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns regarding your estate or elder planning, or maybe someone's passed away in the family and you're not sure what to do, we sure have a lot of questions about that at the office.
We like to have your stories, that's
and
for sure.
We'd love to help you out. And if you have some success stories, those are awesome. Or maybe you have some things that didn't work out so well and you have some wise words of wisdoms for everyone out there. So we're going to open up the phone lines for the show at 888-973, that's 5476. So 888-973-5476. That's the hotline today to talk with your partner in law, yours truly, Rick Gregorick, and attorney Ted Hansen. So, Ted, I wanted to kind of open up the show a little bit because we've starting our event schedule over again now. You know, you do some events, and then you kind of take a little breather, and then you do some more events. And so we've got one coming up here on the 7th of April. That's April 7th. No.
Yeah, I thought you said May.
No, that's way too far. Oh, got another one coming in May.
Oh, that's another one.
So we got
one.
April, okay. April, what is it? Is it the 11th? I don't even know. When is our upcoming event? April 11th. Thank you, Ted. You got me all confused when you said May.
I have May on my mind for some reason.
Goodness sakes.
It's springtime.
So, real retirement. How to avoid common mistakes in estate and elder planning. This is what we really want to focus on, is doing it right, not making mistakes. So many people have estate plans that are mistakes and all kinds of reasons for that. And that's what we're going to talk about today is, gee, you already have an estate plan. Why do you need another, you know, an update, or what's going on there? Why do you need to take a look at that? And of course, those of you who don't have an estate plan, you need to listen up and get one. But we're going to go through kind of some of the common mistakes and things that people make on a regular basis. A lot of these old wives' tales, if you will, or things that grandma told us or their neighbor told us, lots of times just aren't so. So we want to do that. So Thursday, April 11th, 7 to 9 p.m., Residence Inn at Marriott. We're going to have our event there. It's 2 hours, and here's the hot ticket. Today, you can probably get your tickets for free. This is the first time we've announced this event on the show, so I always open up that to the early bird special. And we're having a little trouble with the website, so for yourpartnerinlaw.com, I'm not sure what goblins are affecting
It's not loading, so we have
so go to rjglegal.com. That's rjglegal.com. It's like my initials, Richard James Gregorick, rjglegal.com. Click on events and go to Real Retirement, and there are early bird tickets out there. They're absolutely free. Now, if you do take a free ticket, we do expect you to show up such that you haven't taken a seat. These are limited seat engagements, and so they're really great, but we do hope that everybody who signs up shows up so you haven't taken someone else's seat.
That one will hold about 40, I think, won't it?
Something, about 50 people. Like, 40 to 50 people, and these are nice, you know, nice size for good energy and but more intimate than some of the big events we do with 400 and 500 people, and which are fun too. But these are the ones we do in between the
big ones.
A little more personal. So do check us out, folks. Real Retirement. It's our upcoming class. This is a training class. You can leave your wallets at home. There won't be, well, you take your driver's license with you to get there, but you're not going to have to whip out the credit card or the checkbook when you come to our events. We want to come and teach and give you the information that you need so you make wise decisions. So go to rjglegal.com, and that's for today. And hopefully by tomorrow, yourpartnerinlaw.com will be relieved of the internet gods that seem to every now and then. It's working fine on Friday when you leave work and you come in over the weekend, and it's like not working. So what a wonderful thing. Thank you, technology. But I guess, Ted, I guess the good thing about that is these kind of things keep an entire industry of people working. Because you and I, we were sitting there, we were typing on our computer, and it was fine 5 minutes ago, and we type it and we do the same thing, and it says, no, we're not going to do that for you this time.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's some glitch, some bug, and then the hardware guys and the software guys will point fingers at each other, and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah, but I always love how technology actually makes things harder sometimes when it's just supposed to be the opposite.
It's great, isn't it? But go, folks, rjglegal.com, that's the law firm's website. For Greg Rick and Associates, and click on events there and get set up for your early bird special. There's only a few early bird free tickets, and I'm guessing they'll probably be gone today. They usually are, go pretty quickly. So go ahead and check that out. And we're going to really be teaching and talking about and how to avoid mistakes, because that's where everything goes out the window. Mistakes in estate and elder planning. These are not small mistakes. I mean, we're talking in many cases tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, and these are for average folks. These aren't, when we talk about these costs, it doesn't matter if you begin rich or poor. The actual cost of your medical care, your housing, and all those other issues can be very substantial over time.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times, Rick, I've had people come into the office with a will or a trust or something, and I say to them, do you really know what this says? Is this really where you want your money going? And inevitably something will be messed up, and somebody will be misidentified, or somebody would be a beneficiary that's no longer alive, or something like that takes place in these plans all the time. I see that.
Well, I had one here recently, and same thing. They had an existing estate plan, and frankly, it was rather well done. It was old and needed to be updated for changes in law and things like that. But it was reasonable, it was pretty well done for its, it was like 15 years old. So, things that are 15 years old usually need some tuning up. Think of a 15-year-old car. I mean, it could be a great car, but you got to take care of it. If you don't take care of an older car, it's going to be a piece of junk, right? Well, your estate plan is just like your car. You got to do some maintenance on it, keep it up to date, and that'll work. If you don't, it ends up being a piece of junk.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I asked these folks, I said, well, as I'm reviewing this, I said, why don't you tell me, let's start off with, who are your executors? Well, when they told me, I looked in the will, and of course, it wasn't those people. I said, well, no, they're actually the second or third choice. Oh, well, why did we do that? I said, I don't know. I wasn't there 15 years ago. But I said, we could change that. But there was a reason. And I think they had always thought, because in the intervening time, their fiduciaries had moved. And so in their mind, they had switched them to be closer. But in reality, the paperwork still said the one that was going to be back east.
Got it.
That had moved and that. So,
just that happens too.
It's a pretty simple thing, right? But it messed up their plan a little bit. But then we moved on, Ted, and I said, okay, so just real quickly, I said, as quickly as you can tell me, because I'm reading and I'm trying to test against what you have. I said, who are you leaving your stuff to? And I said, you have three children. And the guy looks at me kind of with eyes and he says, well, we left equally to our three children. And I said, oh. So as I get to the beneficiary designation section of the will, it says give half to grandchildren and half to children. He says, well, why would we have done that? So that was a big disconnect. And I don't know what it was. Now, two things come up, folks. One, the establishment of your estate plan, you need to make sure that you and your attorney are on the same page. But number two, folks, when you're executing your documents, you want to check certain things. I always make sure on documents that we have the right people in the right place at the right time, and then that the distributions of assets from the estate, or if we do a trust, that the beneficiaries are properly identified, clearly identified, unambiguously identified, and making sure that we have the right people in the right place at the right time doing the right things. So, boy, a lot of rights there, right? But that's it. You got to have everything there, and because if any one of those little elements is missing, you've got a problem. And so reviewing your estate plan, everybody asks me, well, how often should I review my estate plan? My answer has been the same since I started practicing law, and that's every year. Now, do you need to see the attorney every year? Maybe, maybe not. Yeah. It kind of depends.
For major changes.
Changes in circumstances. If you have a major health or wealth situation, your health is getting worse, your finances could be getting better or worse, but there's a change from when you did your estate plan.
Yeah, better or worse. Change in relationship with the players in your plan.
And who are the parties? And review that. And then on top of that, you need to have the backdrop of, well, what's happening in the legal landscape? What's happening in the tax landscape? What's the state of Washington been doing in estate planning? They've been kind of busy as a legislature. We have lots of new legislation over the last 5 to 7 years, a new power of attorney acts, all kinds of stuff that has been great. We have the new decanting statutes.
Always
we added the transfer on death deeds. What a boon that has been for people with modest estates. And so there's just a lot going on, folks, and we really want to try to share all this with you. So check out our upcoming event on Thursday, April 11th, 7 to 9, Residence Inn, and the event's called Real Retirement: How to Avoid Common Mistakes in Estate and Elder Planning. Please join me and Ted Hansen, and Scott Ralston will be there as well. And we're just going to have a nice couple hours of learning about the basics of estate planning and really what issues do we want to avoid or make sure we've covered so we don't make the most common types of mistakes that are out there. So we'd love to hear from you. So go to rjglegal.com today for your free early bird tickets to Real Retirement on April 11th. Normally you can go to Your Partner in Law, but that site seems to be having some challenges today. But if you happen to get through to Your Partner in Law and Real Retirement is there, you can sign up there. But rjglegal.com today, get your free early bird tickets, and they will sell out, folks, so don't be disappointed. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregrick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll be learning at your next class on April 11th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class April 11th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now, back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, welcome back to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Hey, folks, we had a little glitch on the websites going on here, and some dates got goofed up. But the event that we were talking about today, Real Retirement, How to Avoid Common Mistakes, it's April 11th. It says May 7th on there. Go ahead and sign up for the May 7th one, knowing it's the 11th, and we'll change that.
We got the gremlins going on this morning.
I'm not sure what's happening with the...
the netgrams.
The website things here. So we got some wires crossed someplace. But that happens sometimes when you have websites linked in that.
Yep,
so we're going to get to the bottom of this tomorrow. But if you have any trouble signing up for Real Retirement on... April 11th.
There we go.
April 11th.
That's right.
Give us a call at the office and we'll get you squared away tomorrow. So we want you to make sure you get your early bird special. So if you have any trouble, give us a call at the office and we'll certainly take great care of you and make sure you get your tickets. So with that, Ted, when we're looking at people with existing estate plans, let's start there. For those folks who have been conscious enough and on the ball and have created some sort of estate plan, you know, one of the general scenarios that certainly comes up with a lot of folks is every now and then people when they, and this is a minority of people, but some people after they have children, they'll do their first will. And we won't see that couple again for 20, maybe 25, 30 years.
That is absolutely true.
Now, might that be common mistake number one? I did it. I started. But the idea of your estate plan isn't done until you're dead, okay?
And now you have four children, right?
Right. So an old plan, my goodness, it's common sense. You can't have a will that's 15, 20, 30, 40 years old and expect it to work properly. Now, it may be okay, but let's double check it periodically to look at that. So
I always tell people it's functional, but it's not optimal. Well, that's what I tell people, right?
Well, you may be missing out on all kinds of new options in the law.
Certainly something's better than nothing in most cases, right? So I guess we could start there.
Now, this is a kind of a technical issue, but I had one here recently where the attorney who drafted the will, I think, made what we would consider a drafting faux pas. Not malpractice. It's okay. It's just bad drafting, by my humble opinion. This attorney who wrote it up, they did, you know, a tax plan for folks, and the estate tax exemption amount at the time was $600,000. Now, that was a long time ago, right? 15 years ago. So he put in law that in funding this particular tax advantage trust, which people call a credit shelter trust or the B trust when we do this AB planning, hard to explain all this on radio without charts and diagrams, but this trust is designed to hold whatever the maximum amount at law is of your estate tax exemption. So under current law, an estate could have up to $11.2 million in this tax advantage account. So this attorney, though, said this trust will be funded with the credit shelter exemption not to exceed $600,000, which was the exemption at the time. Well, that's really bad drafting. And those are the types of things we look for sometimes because $600,000 changes. So, and it doesn't matter what it says in your document. If you fund it as your document says, you're going to get an unfavorable result in almost every case by over or underfunding the trust according to tax laws, where proper drafting, and this is a real simple thing, instead of saying put no more than $600,000 in it because that was the exemption at the time, it simply should have said something more clever like fill it up to the maximum extent allowable by law.
Exactly.
You know, and these are not uncommon mistakes. Now, we see these types of mistakes all kinds of time in the lawyer in a box stuff. You buy your $79 will package. We see all kinds of issues like that because they will go and clip statutes and put them into your document, and the statute will give the numbers. And so that's one issue. We see lay people doing that because they think, I got to put the number in. And then we see inexperienced attorneys or attorneys who are not really estate planners preparing a will. So maybe you went to your divorce guy who doesn't also do estate planning, but you finished up the divorce and you ask him, say, hey, should I have a will? And he said, sure, I'll whip one up for you. Yeah. And it's not something that they're involved with. I mean, that attorney should no more do a will than I should do your divorce. Now, Scott in my office, great at divorce, but Scott will be the first one to tell you, Rick, you should stay out of this. That's not an area that I've studied, extensively. I obviously know a lot about it, but it's not an area that I've made a focus of my practice. And, same thing for you, Ted. I mean, we all practice in areas. And in your elder law area, what would you say is the single common biggest mistake or thing that frustrates you as a professional?
In the elder law arena, probably just people waiting too long is probably my biggest frustration, and that would be just you either reach a point where you can no longer plan or you just have given up altogether on it. And that kind of is what I see a lot, is like people sometimes just give up on doing something, and that's a real frustration.
Right. I mean, so as we age, and we say if there's changes in health or wealth, well, health changes for most people are going to be there, and they're going to start increasing in duration, severity, all those different things, variety, as we, get into our latter 60s.
Yeah, you don't plan like you're 20 with kids. It's just pretty simple that way, right? And some people just ignore the fact that they're aging, and with that comes changes. And that's just natural in every aspect of your life, not just wills and estates.
Right? Yeah, we really want to focus in on that. Hey, folks, 888-973-5476. That's going to get you right on air to your partner in law, and we'd love to chat with you this morning. And I also wanted to get you over to rjglegal.com. Click on events, and Real Retirement is there. I think it says May 7th. It's actually April 11th. We will be doing another one on May 7th, but somehow the April one got bounced. Go ahead and sign up for the May one, and we'll go ahead and get you all taken care of. We'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll be learning at your next class on April 11th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class April 11th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Turn to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
I just want to sit and listen to that, Ted. Hey, folks, I'm Rick Gregorick, your partner-in-law, in with Ted Hansen. He's kind of your partner-in-law number
two. I'm just dreaming on today.
Dream on. That's what we always do. Well, Ted, we've got our event coming up here on the 11th of April.
Well, that we got the date straight. That's correct, the 11th of April.
See, this is a good example where you go to the website. It's wrong.
See, if we did this tomorrow, we could get away with it because we could call an April Fool's joke.
There you go. Well, maybe that's what's happening on the website.
Maybe it is. It's pre-Fools. That's the third.
So any issues, give us a call at the office. Go to rjglegal.com. Our numbers are all there. And we'll get you squared away so you can make sure attend. And if you call in, I will guarantee you get an early bird special. So that's pretty cool. So we're talking about, kind of some of the reasons we want or need to do an estate plan. And some of these are the same reasons that we would need to update it. But, when we're looking, Ted, and these seem to be universal. We look across the country and there's surveys and things like that. And then talking to people and, thousands of, attorneys getting stuff together and we figure this stuff out and, what's going on with the population and what needs to be done? And there seem to be three or four common threads that are all probably not accurate or true, but yet people tend to go by these. And, the first thing, obviously, let's get the money out of the way. People just in general think that going to an attorney is too expensive. We many times have to charge by the hour. The hourly fees are high. I mean, take for instance, if an attorney's making $300 an hour, charging $300 to $400 an hour. First off, that's not what the attorney's making. That has to go to overhead and salaries and staff and rent and all that kind of stuff. But, a lot of individuals say, well, gee, I'm working my job and I'm making $25 or $30 an hour. How could I afford to pay somebody that amount of money? Well, that's not a good comparison, number one. And so all you Boeing folks ought to understand that. If you're a senior engineer at Boeing and Boeing is bidding you out on a contract, they bid your hours and then they have to build that up for company overhead. So if you're making, as an engineer, $75 an hour, they're going to bill you out at, maybe two to three times that rate to cover overhead. Well, that's what all people do that have hourly type things. Now, for much of the estate planning world, and certainly in our firm, we try to help people with that cost number because people are very uncomfortable by and large with telling an attorney, yep, I'm going to pay you $400 an hour until you're done with my estate plan. There's this, how long could it be? And the people are doing the math in their heads and they're going, oh my God. So many of us have chosen to work with our clients on what we call a flat fee basis, whereby, after we know what you need, the type of documents, the terms and conditions and the features and all that kind of stuff, that we can give you a fixed fee and say, okay, X dollars, and that's not going to change for a will package or something like that. So we can help alleviate these cost issues because the cost of not doing your estate plan
far greater
is the big number. Yeah. So this is the penny wise and pound foolish thing that Grandma talked about.
Very hard message to get across, but it's absolutely
tough,
true.
But, so folks, the lines are open. If you'd like to talk to us a little bit about this stuff and estate planning and elder law, Medicaid, Medicare, all that fun stuff, we'd love to talk with you. 888-973-5476. That's our on-air hotline, and Ted's just drooling to talk with you.
888-973-5476.
It was the Pop-Tart, Ted. We'll be right back, folks.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda.
So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book. Look, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll be learning at your next class on April 11th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class April 11th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now, back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty. Welcome back, folks. Hey, we've been talking about some of the common mistakes, and we're talking about cost. Folks, if you come in and have a free consultation, that's the greatest thing. Come to one of our workshops, our classes. We've got the April 11th coming up. Little sign-up issues with the website glitches, but if you have any problems, call us at the office. If you call us right now, just leave a message in the general thing. Leave your phone number and email if you can, but at least your phone number. We'll get you your free tickets for today. After that, once the website's back up, there is about a $5 or $10 charge for coming, so it is fairly nominal.
And we do mean free here, folks. So when I have people come in, inevitably they'll get up at the end and they'll get their checkbook out or get their credit card out and say, how much do I owe you for talking to you today? And I tell them, free consultation means free consultation. Well, it took longer than an hour. That's okay. If it takes longer than an hour to figure out what it is we need to help you with, that's okay. We'll do that too.
You know, Ted, thank you for bringing that up because it is something that's rather unique in our industry. You know, usually if you say to someone who bills by the hour and you go in and they're going to give you a free hour, that's what we all advertise, so to speak. And usually at that hour mark, they look at you and say, well, thank you. Our hour's up. Now, when we actually start talking about this stuff, hour goes by pretty quick.
Yep.
And we're willing as a firm, because our philosophy, our belief is you need to be informed about your options and opportunities. Sure. I know this is becoming kind of a buzzword out there. We've been using options and opportunities for nearly 20 years because that's what we want to help you understand is, given your stuff, your estate, the types of assets that you have makes a difference in how your estate plan's put together, then your age, your health, your family situation, your housing situation. We need to look at all of these things to properly craft an estate plan for anyone. So we like to sit there and take that time with you. We are not what we call a trust mill or a high volume firm. We are a firm that wants to sit there and have a quality relationship with our clients and make sure that you're getting really excellent legal representation and that you feel comfortable about your estate plans and that they're designed to accomplish
Absolutely.
Your goals.
Absolutely.
Not mine, not Ted's, yours, your family's, not your neighbor's.
We want you to get this stuff. I mean, we're talking about price again. This isn't the cheapest thing in the world, but the cost of not doing it is far greater. And frankly, it's the peace of mind, I think, that I see people leave with after they've accomplished their plan by finally getting something accomplished. Now, I always tell them, you're walking out today, you're feeling pretty good about this. But again, remember, in at least 5 years or something major happens, I want to see you again. And we found over the years that perhaps it doesn't need any tweaking at all after 5 years.
Hey, that's great.
But
in some cases, it does,
right? Yeah, but let's take a look. So it doesn't hurt.
Look under the hood, see if changes in circumstances. Ted, a couple years ago, Washington incorporated a new statute and added a transfer on death deed.
Yep, nice tool.
Well, we've been able to go back and people that had will-based plans that were going to be probate-bound, we've been able to restructure their wills such that they probably won't go to probate and they're going to be able to pass their home on, and they can do that without the higher cost of a revocable trust, a living trust.
Yep.
Which is another option, of course, but, all options have different costs and benefits.
But it's a nice tool, particularly for those people that the house is their primary asset, right? That works really well in that kind of situation.
Yeah, grandma's 88 years old,
yeah,
and she pretty much down to the house and a couple dollars in the bank, hopefully, but pretty much the house. And what a neat way of passing that on, and it can be passed on in a variety of ways. Very interesting statute and some real creative ways to use it, and I know we've been having kind of a lot of fun with a new law and figuring it out and all the different fun things we can do with it and how creative you can be and passing on your properties. And that's really
great.
And
frankly, some of the pitfalls that it has to be done before you die, folks. So so this doesn't really work well as a deathbed planning tool, we've found, right? So,
no, you got to do that.
We've gotten bitten by that a couple times.
Most planning is done best early and when you're ready to go.
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
Folks, we get all the time, well, having an estate plan doesn't make any sense for me because my estate is too small. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Ted, two small estates, what do they need to do?
Always. Just do the plan, period. It's a heightened sense of need for a plan.
There
frankly,
you go.
Right? So, it doesn't matter the size of your estate. I did this for my 18-year-old daughter. This is a gift, one of those, oh, thanks, Dad kind of moments. But I did a plan for her. She's going to school over in another part of the state, and I wanted to be able to act on her behalf if she had medical issues or something like that. So I did an estate plan for her. She
wills,
has nothing,
powers,
right?
Yep, got to have
nothing.
She's a grown-up. But, take somebody else. Maybe they're 55 years old and – just have a very modest estate. Maybe they say, well, I don't own a home. I've got, $30,000-$40,000 in the bank. Well, first off, you're not going to have a super duper expensive estate plan. Things are scaled according to your wealth. I mean, people with millions and millions and millions of dollars are going to pay a lot of money for estate planning typically because it's kind of proportional. Those with a little less or those with far less, you still need an appropriate estate plan, but it has to be designed properly relative to your financial situation in life, regardless of where you are on the financial continuum.
Exactly. And let's make this very, very clear here that money has absolutely nothing to do with it, because the death document, in our opinion, is the least of the important documents. The powers of attorney, the things that act for you while you're alive, are far more important, folks, than the death document, in our opinion. So the death document is important, but it's not as important, particularly like Rick said, when you're 55, and that age group in particular is a heightened sense of disability going forward, and you need to have powers of attorney for finances and health in place to avoid the ugly guardianship potential without having them.
So. Oh, sure. No one wants to become a ward of the state, but many people are going to be led into the Medicaid
world. But money shouldn't
world.
Be the driving factor here,
but
guys.
But for your estate plan, we really, like Ted was saying, believe that your disability management functions for your finances and your healthcare decision making are absolutely crucial for everyone. It doesn't have anything to do with how much money you have. That's kind of the myth.
Absolutely.
Now, the other one, which I want to dispense with very quickly, is, I'm not old enough. I'm too young. I don't need an estate plan. Well, folks, when you're 18, you're a grown-up. You're a legal adult. Now, maybe that'll change someday and you'll have to be 21, but right now it's 18, okay? And as such, parents, grandparents, these are adult children, and they have legal rights. And like Ted was saying, for his daughter, when she pranced off to college, he's a proud dad, but he was smart enough, well, maybe because he's an attorney, and says, I better make sure that if something happens to my daughter, she gets sick, she gets in a car accident, something along those lines, that he has a document that he can legally represent her, so to speak, take care of any finances, which is, he's already doing that. She's using his money to go to school, of course. But, you know, making, you know, she's in the hospital to be able to talk to the doctors. Yep. Without this planning, it could be a problem, and is for many parents. We get a lot of phone calls like that.
Oh, absolutely, I do. It's my, I get this panic call. My daughter's in Pullman. She was in an accident, and I have no ability to talk to the doctor.
We don't want that one, do we folks? Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Your Partner in Law.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregrick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregrick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregrick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregrick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregrick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll be learning at your next class on April 11th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class April 11th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregrick.
All right.
Yay. Here we go. Hey, folks, last segment of the show, I want to make sure that you know two things. That we have our upcoming class, and that's going to be April 11th. Little mess up on the website, but go there, check it out. If you have any trouble logging on, give us a call at the office at 425-284-3450. That's the office number. We'll get you your free tickets for our class that's coming up, Real Retirement, How to Avoid Common Mistakes in Estate and Elder Planning. This is really an important event. So we had some goblins on the website this weekend, of course. So must be April Fool's Day a little early.
Yes.
But we'll take care of you there. So
pre-fool.
Give us a jingle.
It's pre-fool day.
If you do that, so we want you to get your free tickets for all of our listeners. You have priority over everyone else. So let's make that happen. The other thing I wanted to tell you about, and you don't have to do anything for this other than turn your radio on coming up on the 7th, that's coming up pretty quick, we've got a really special guest. We've got Rick Edelman that's going to be on. And I think most of you have heard his ads, Rick Edelman, or he says RiceDelman.com, because yep. He spells his name R-I-C.
His show is at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
And he's got a show here. But he's going to be joining us on the 7th for the hour, and we're going to be talking to him about all kinds of really cool financial stuff. He's written a series of New York Times bestsellers books. He's one of the most successful investment advisors in the country today, runs one of the largest registered investment advisory firms in the country that's still private. And Rick's going to be a delight. He was on our show many, many years ago when he had written his very first book. And I've been, humbled by his amazing success. And so we're really proud and looking forward to having Rick back on the show. And so you really want to set your time for this.
It's great.
This is a special guy, folks.
It is. If you listen to Rick's show, it's interesting. He does a financial show, but he talks a great deal about what we talk about here on Sunday mornings, Rick. It's estate planning and that interface of your estate plan and your money and how all that comes together. And he actually spends a great deal of time talking about estate planning.
Well, that's what I was so attracted to him for, almost 20 years ago. And it was, he kind of gets it. And what he also gets is the scientific academic approach to money management. I'm going to have him expand on that a lot. That's things our buddies over at Vestry do. And it's just it's a better way of investing for people and a better mindset. But it's real interesting. I know we've all heard from Vestry and Tom Koch and the folks out at Retire Meet, and you're going to get this message, almost the same message from Mr. Edelman, who has a very national footprint rather than a state footprint. So he's the big kahuna out there, and so. Please be sure and tune in for that, and you'll get your opportunity to call in and talk to Rick and me. So we'll distinguish this. I'm Rick with a K, R-I-C-K, and he's Rick minus the K, R-I-C.
So it's the RiceDelman.com.
The RiceDelman. I think that was very clever. I'll have to ask him how that came about. Yeah. But anyhow, do that. Get checked up for our things. And now the very last little thing I wanted to talk to you a little bit about on our theme today is, why people aren't doing their estate planning and what prevents you, what makes you procrastinate. And we talked about, the misconceptions over cost. Well, the bottom line, it's more costly not to do it. But just plain and simple, more costly not to do it. Too small an estate. Just a misconception. People of modest wealth or little wealth really, really, really need to have an appropriate estate plan that's tailored to their situation, because you are most likely to fall prey to Medicaid and other needs-based programs in the event of disability. You're far more likely to become a ward of the state. I hate to, scare people, but that's just the reality. This is what we have to tell as lawyers. This is the truth, and this is what can happen. We talked a lot about, I'm just too young. I don't have enough. Again, we're always have our health or our whatever our medical situation is. So if something happens there where I can't take care of myself, regardless of my age, regardless of my wealth, absolutely, I need to have someone put in place. Ted talked about sending his 18-year-old daughter off to college. Hey, I did the same thing way over 20-odd years ago.
Thanks, Dad.
When my daughter went off to college, I said, hey, I have a college present for you. I have a going-away gift. Let's go down to the office and go over your estate plan and get your HIPAA waivers and your medical documents. And it was a great thing. Yeah. And parents, help your children. If they can start a lifetime of this, good stuff accrues. Now, the last thing we wanted to talk about on why you procrastinate. It's so confusing. And here I've got to agree with you. It is darn
it can
confusing.
Be. It can be.
If
yeah.
you... Well, it's like everything. You go to the internet, you get data overload. There's too much information for you to parse through it.
And
what is right,
and
what
friends
is wrong.
And everything else.
So that's where we come in. That's where our classes come in. We want to narrow this down, focus it in, and eventually get this stuff down to a one-on-one conversation with you about your stuff and your family and your goals and your objectives, and then we can start designing your proper tailored estate plan. And folks, it does not cost more to do it right than to do it wrong. So that's made my parting comments looking here today. We just want to make sure that you're doing it right. Because, Ted, we see the aftermath.
Oh, it can be a whole lot to undo it raw when it's done wrong, that's for sure. So
well,
those are the types of
things. We have guardianship cases, folks, that go into the tens upon tens of thousands of dollars. Yep. Litigation can ensue going into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, where there's that kind of money.
Absolutely.
It tears families apart.
No question.
You know, when people die, if they don't have proper estate planning put in place, it tears families apart sometimes.
Yep.
It pits, you know, siblings against each other. It's dumb. So, folks, think about it. Thank you so much for listening. I'll get off my soapbox a little bit here. Want to go out and enjoy the day. And, hey, just on a side note, I'm a big Seahawks fan. Go Hawks. But I've been really impressed by the M's first five games.
The Sox, I'm not.
They do really well against the Sox. They have a winning record historically against Boston, which is interesting. Before last night's win, they were 11-2 of their past outings with Boston. So we do well against Boston, but we have the best record in baseball right now. But we've also played a couple more games than most everybody because
of this afternoon
opener in Japan. But folks, we're 4-1. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick.